You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodie-Good, CEO and Technical Director of Alien Metals. UFO is a ticker there. Bill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, nice to chat.
Yeah, and you've announced yesterday you've entered into an exclusive agreement at the Elizabeth Hill project, and we'll discuss a bit more of that. Before we do, as always, there's a couple of moving parts here to the company, so explain, if you could summarise what you're all about at Alien Metals, please, Bill.
Well, look, we're the same company we were a few months ago, and when we last spoke, mineral exploration development company, our core projects are silver projects in Mexico, also a copper gold project in Mexico that is now being funded and managed by Capstone Mining Corporation of Canada. They're going great guns there, and they've actually just started the maiden drilling program on that, which is very exciting. And in Australia, we have the Elizabeth Hill mine that we're speaking of a little bit today, and the recently acquired ground, sort of exploration ground around it, which is looking, on a daily basis more interesting and exciting. And then we have the 51% of the two iron ore projects in the Pilbara, which actually we're just in the last few days of completing a maiden drilling program on one of those as well. So, and as usual, we're looking at other opportunities, being shown other things, looking at things that seem the potential fit, the strategy and the likes of the company.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Well, let's talk about this agreement here. Tell us more about this new opportunity tailings project at Elizabeth Hill then, Bill, if you could.
We've had the project a little while. We've been doing a lot of research and study. And, of course, suddenly we realised that there's sort of, 16,000 tonnes plus of tailings from the original mine. That looking at old reports, they were running at over 1,000 grams a ton silver in the tailings, which is obviously quite exceptional. So we took an opportunity last time we had a crew up there to take a few samples. And as we reported recently, averaging of over 450 grams a ton still is quite exceptional. And we thought, well, hang on, we need to look at this opportunity because it might be a small source of income. Should it be processable, especially with those sorts of grades? So so we spoke to the current owners, I suppose you'd call the Wombat Company and Wombat Resources, excuse me, and who sort of have leased these tailings for many years without really doing anything, and we've got ourselves a exclusivity for 60 days to push ahead now to sort of justify doing some more metallurgy. Spoke to a great metallurgist in Perth just yesterday. We've already got some sort of things in the pipeline to work up the data, the material to take it to the next level of knowledge, hopefully find that it's it becomes a economic little project for the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how would that sort of, how would this process of extracting silver from the tailings work if you went ahead, you know, with development and production then, Bill?
Well, look, I'm not a miner or a heap leacher. Ideally, there's probably two options on the table at the moment. That would be a combination of maybe gravity, pure gravity extraction of sort of native silver or silver sulfides. From sort of shaker table type sluicing systems, and the other option potentially is like leaching. So you actually sort of run a solution through the material, and the silver is attracted to the solution, and you extract the silver at the other end. But this is, you know, it's probably too early days to say exactly how the best way would be, because obviously the factors are, chemical sort of chemical composition, metallurgy of the silver in the tailings that will dictate in a way the best way to extract the extraction percentage. You know, could we extract 50%, 80% with using different methods? And also the cost. Obviously, at the end of the day, it's sort of relative to the cost. If it costs us $10 an ounce to extract, and silver as it's running today is what, $26-27 an ounce. Well, that makes sense. That's a good profit. If it costs $25 an ounce, then at the current price, it's uneconomic. So, you know, these are all factors we're now looking at, sort of ticking along while we waiting for the final interpretation work from Southern Geoscience, from the sort of AIRMAG work that was done recently, and for getting boots on the ground and starting to really test some of these targets, including obviously the mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. And a timeline for the progression of this tailings project then?
Well, I mean, at the moment we have a 60-day period to push ahead. And as I said, we're getting on with it. So we would like to think that within that period we're well advanced, one way or the other, let's be honest, but hopefully in a positive fashion. And then we just keep it'll depend on obviously finalizing if things go well, a deal with Wombat Resources, and then sort of pressing the green light. So it's a hard one to say, but I'd like to think if everything goes well, we're sort of getting towards the end of Q1. Things go well, Q3, Q4 this year, which would hopefully tie in really well with producing extra funds to put into the exploration on the project itself.
Mm-hmm. Lovely stuff. Okay, Bill, listen, if someone is listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making here, and they're still not following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Sure. I think the first reason would be the core commodities of Alien, which are silver, which is a very strong commodity now and going forward with the whole EV PPE aspects of its value. Also, obviously, the iron ore. I mean, iron ore is running at over $170 a ton. I mean, it's just phenomenal rise and steady increase in demand. We have those excellent projects in the iron ore space. And copper as well, you know, with Capstone now drilling on Donovan 2 in Mexico, that's advancing really well. So we've got excellent commodities that we feel are very strong and going to maintain their value and hopefully even increase. Jurisdictions we're in, both sort of first tier mining jurisdictions, Mexico and Australia. We have great teams in both jurisdictions, so we're able to function. We are functioning. And thirdly, I'd like to think the team, the management, the core management of Alien are, you know, got the right experience and the right background and going forward, the sort of ability to drive these investments and you know, add value to all the projects and therefore to any investor who gets involved.
Marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat to you. Like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
I look forward to it. You take care. Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.